Right. So I'm Steph, and this is Make It Weird, where we apparently have not recorded in 6 months, and a lot of people are upset. And we're sorry. We're busy.
We're sorry that we don't have more time to do this. I think
Yes.
that's a fair statement.
That's more accurate. I just, on the other hand, it has given us a lot of great stories and content ideas over the last
What
few
has?
months. I don't know, the last few months of hell.
Oh, of just being like so busy that you can't
Yeah.
record. The
Like
busyness is what's
yeah.
the narrative got it.
Doing the monstrous amount of nonsense that we've done for the last 6 months gives us the knowledge and experience to actually have this podcast. So like I guess there's that. But what a thing to say we have experience in. Guys, it's been a journey.
But here's
We
the
could try
thing.
and have like a regular podcast. We try and make an episode,
Right,
or
like
we could just like,
what are
would,
we
or do we just launch
doing?
into the nonsense
But
that has
that's
been the
what you
last six
did. You
months?
just launched right in. You like introduced the podcast, and I'm like, normally we always have that conversation that goes nowhere for about 30 minutes, but like the
Yeah.
one where you're like, okay, so what are we talking about? You didn't even bother with that. You literally
Well, because
just were
I'm
like,
like,
I'm Steph.
yeah, well,
Moving on.
because at this point, I have answered. Keep in mind, I have to answer all the comments, or at least hear all the comments. I don't answer them all. Of ha like, I don't think anyone understands how many people on a weekly basis go, "Hey, when are you doing more
Even
podcasts?"
just one is funny. Like, even if you think about it, even just one different person a week asking.
Yeah, and it's not one, bro. It's many. I took a short unscheduled break from TikTok in which the numbers of people asking me for tic or for podcast went down while I refused to open the TikTok app. But the number was still not zero though, which is fun. But yeah, like the number of people that are like, "Hey, we need more podcasts," and I'm like, "Right, we're definitely on it." And then we just cannot. Like we do not physically have the time to sit down and do this. Why are we doing this today? Because you have come in on your day off.
Oh.
Like, legitimately, you
Are
are
we
not
doing this
supposed to be
today?
here.
Because it's Sunday.
Yeah. You're not supposed to work today.
What is not supposed to mean?
Right, I have this conversation with you all the time, and you have some very weird definitions about not working that you try and impose upon me, and that's
Well,
strange.
you know, look at the silver lining.
Of what, you working on your day off?
Yeah.
Yay, podcast. I mean, it's silver lining for everybody else. It's not
There
silver
you
lining
go.
for you.
Well, why do things for oneself when you can just do it for everyone else?
We are gonna drink Cokes through this because we
We
have
have.
earned ourselves two ice cold Cokes. So y'all can we earned these.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Do you earn a Coke? At this point, it's like I earned a
At this point
drink.
today, yeah, no,
Right,
there
that's
should
why
be
I'm like,
something
I
else in
don't,
this
right, that's
Coke.
why I'm like, I don't feel what I did earned a Coke. I feel like what I did earned maybe something else.
Yeah,
Maybe
something far
something nicer.
stronger. Well, like we could talk about what we've been doing for the last 6 months,
Could be
which is
fun.
just so
Little
fun.
recap, little review.
Yeah, or we could talk. I think we could make a really excellent episode about grooming from non-groomers.
We could.
We could. We could. See, if we do the recap, though, I'm not sure because we recorded three or four episodes in January, February. Those episodes have not.
Seen the light of day.
No, we
Which
just opened up the app.
why? Those could have seen the light of day.
Eh.
Do you
I
think,
just don't
do you
even
think
know
they're
if they're any
trash? Like, we
good.
can't even use
Well,
them?
I know one of them was like January 2nd, and we were like, it's a new year, which if we release in the middle
Okay,
of
but
July seems a
we
bit weird.
did record earlier than like
Yeah,
further than
we
January.
did January, and then we did a day or 2 days or something in February, March. Like, I think it was February.
Well, we did one right before we took that Doberman,
Yeah,
which
that was
wasn't that around Easter?
March.
Like, wasn't that March, April?
Oh, yeah, no. We took that dog on
Yes.
Easter.
Which is why,
So there
and
had to
that
have been a day
one was
there.
actually like, I think we did a couple that day, and one of them did include like a recap and review. But again, nobody
Now
has
life
heard
has
from us for 6
changed.
months. When was the last time like one was published?
Like October, November.
of
because last we did year? 10 episode we did a 10 episode series that was like every week, and it started September, October, and it was designed to do, we were supposed to do 10 episodes in spring, summer, and 10 episodes in fall, winter.
Whoops.
Whoopsies. We missed the season.
Fell off the wagon.
To be honest, I missed a season. Like, to me, it's still March. Like, apparently it's August, like, tomorrow.
November 5th, 2022.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, then it hasn't even been a year.
Yeah. So do we want to try and recap, or do we want to see if those episodes stand from January and potentially
Or do
April?
We just, like, call it and, like, just start new?
That's where I'm like, maybe we start new.
I think we start new.
Okay. Some of those episodes may be usable. Some of
maybe
them may
not. Maybe one day.
Maybe we'll release them. Maybe we won't.
But maybe we just start fresh.
Because I actually don't know what we recorded.
I know one of them was grooming and husbandry, but I gotta say, yep, but I gotta say, I have a feeling the opinions and what we would say then and now are actually different.
Actually, no, not, our opinions would not have changed.
Right, sorry.
Our willingness to say that nicely.
Right. Mm-hmm. How we phrase them, and actually, I do actually think I've gained more knowledge, so.
I would say you've gained a lot more knowledge.
Right, so then I think then we would call that one. We're just gonna pretend none of those exist. Maybe one day when we're rich and famous and people really want to do the deep dive into the archives, they can look at the uncut footage.
Okay.
But that'll be like our conspiracy theory. Like, those are in the vault.
And there we go.
Those can be pulled from the vault, but they're not very good. So we're just going to leave them in the vault.
Okay.
And welcome to 2023's new season of Make It Weird. I'm Sienna.
I'm Steph. And we are present.
Physically.
Well, you were like, physically.
Period. Full stop. That's it. Yeah, we're now mentally, spiritually, financially.
Spiritually gone. Just not in existence.
Yeah.
So we're really leaning into a recap of the last 6 months. Okay. Because without a recap, it would be hard for people to understand why.
Should we do a fun recap?
What? What in the last 6 months would you include in a... What's quote unquote fun recap, Sienna?
No. What's funny is, like, you thought I meant like positive recap. No, I meant like I put a timer for 30 seconds and you try and sum up the first 6 months of 2023 in 30 seconds.
I actually think that would be so depressing. It would be one of that. It would be like that episode we can't release because it was too depressing.
Are you summing up our year, or are you summing up a weird Shakespeare play? Some blood,
both.
Some death.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good 30-second recap. Some blood, some death, and
some tears. We laughed, we cried,
we ate teen burgers.
We made jokes.
Yeah.
We got, this is usually where I'd slide in, like, oh, we got a new thing. I
got a new puppy. There we go.
She doesn't even know a podcast exists.
No, we have not done a podcast in her existence. Well, let's face it. She's only 3.5 months old. Let's not be that sad about it. Your face just makes that look like that's really sad. No. No, we have done a lot of things.
We got a puppy.
We
went to a different country.
Yeah.
I saw 3 different states.
You are so really excited about seeing. Yeah, you really love borders. You saw so many borders. What?
Mm-hmm.
You were super excited about something, and then you just stopped.
Nothing. And what else has happened personally?
Oh, like, but this is the thing, is it's been 6 months of chaos, so we've done all kinds of things.
I actually find it really hard to break down any sort of timeline in my brain now.
Yeah.
Like, now that we're trying to, I'm trying to flip through some sort of calendar, and I can't.
Welcome to Burnout, where the rules don't matter, and time doesn't
exist.
Well,
I'm just kind of like,
it's like, Whose Line Is It Anyway, but sad.
I like that show.
I know, me too. Yeah.
I can't think of a single event in a single month, though. Like, I can't pinpoint something and go, oh, that was March. That was January.
You finished your Rally Advanced.
Did I?
Yeah.
What level am I on?
I'm pretty sure you're an excellent, but I'm
but
not
I,
sure.
Do I have did, 2 legs of it?
I think you do.
Okay, because here's the thing. Did you,
you might
know
have
I'm
one.
Competing in maybe 2 weeks, maybe 1.
Really?
Do you know that?
That's so interesting. I'm not surprised by that, because you messaged me during one of my last breakdowns and went, hey, the yeah, sign up for I this closes at midnight.
I knew the answer. I just, you know.
So you did rally and you've done good at rally. You did that. We had a trainer course. That was fun. We did 4 days of a trainer course. We did a PSA cert.
Oh my gosh, you did a PSA cert.
But the club that we are in.
She ran around like a little.
Yeah, like a little rabbit in a suit. It was
yeah,
great.
It was so funny. So cute. So fun, so
yeah,
fresh.
In the middle of a smoke.
Yeah.
Just like half of the province was on fire, so the smoke
so
quality
for those that
was
don't know, I'll give you the little Cliff's Note, side note, star note, is just decoy cert means she wore the big suit, big marshmallow puff man suit.
Yeah.
The one that dogs like to bite her in on purpose in that sport she does.
Yeah.
The dogs bite her on purpose in this marshmallow suit, and it's a really heavy marshmallow suit, and they had to certify, which means they run around in it and they get...
And to be clear, I did not certify. I did not pass. Let's not even pretend that I have the skill to pass.
No.
But
it was a 2-day physical challenge. Now close your eyes. Picture Steph in a marshmallow suit doing several back-to-back survivor challenges. There
yes,
you go.
That is...
With some dogs thrown in there. So yeah. There you go. That was
with
very
smoke,
hard.
Like so with smoke. Much smoke.
The it
smoke...
was a very hard physical challenge. We're very proud of her for accomplishing that.
Yes.
And she didn't even die. She didn't even pass out.
Yeah.
And she didn't even like hit anybody.
Which... Yeah, thank you. I also
and
was
I recognize
proud.
All of those stars.
Thank you. Thank
what
you.
What else happened?
What else? We did the trainer school. I mentioned that briefly, but we did a trainer program.
What
so
train
we
the
a,
trainer?
Yeah, we did the train the trainer thing.
Hit up our email if you want to be included in the next email list for
I
that.
I did talk to Haley, and I want to do another one before the end of the year because I think once a year, I don't like the notes that I had up the last time that I did that. And then doing it this year, I didn't like that there was a year in between.
Mm-hmm.
I did not love that.
Mm-hmm.
What are you laughing at?
Well, in my head, you said that. And I was like, duh, we decided that. There's going to be one in the fall.
The fall is soon.
Just, like, I caught myself because then I realized that, like, the fall is actually sooner rather than later.
Yeah, we actually did that a couple months ago.
Oh my god, I might cry just thinking about that.
Yeah, okay. Time
anyway,
has no meaning.
So we're gonna do another
we
one.
We did that. That was fun. You trialed in rally. I trialed in rally.
Juvie got his PDC.
We
his beginner level title for the sport that she does.
Yeah. It was fun. What else did we do? We worked a lot. So here's the thing. Like, we didn't record the things because we did the working. The working,
you know,
is significant. I've done a ton of bite prevention. That's fun.
She goes to the post office and makes sure those nice people that deliver your mail don't get bit.
Let me tell you, they get bit a lot. They get bit a lot.
So Steph went, here's how to maybe not get bit.
I do bite prevention.
Best of luck.
And I have for like 4 years. I come in once a year and I do their yearly like, hey, this is how to deal with dogs. And, I do not like that it is normally held at 8 a.m. I don't love that because we live way out of the city. So we have to drive all the way in. But I actually really like it because everybody like listens and actually like cares what I have to say. They're very, very into, well, because normally when you do bite prevention, you go into like a school or you go you're doing like a public, like a festival.
And they're there somebody in the guidelines.
They're
has
all
made this
invested.
Happen.
They're like, yeah, dogs attack us regularly, bro.
Can
like,
we
can
not
you
get
maybe,
attacked by dogs?
Yeah, can you maybe teach us how to deal with that? And they have really good questions. They listen super well. I've done it for a couple years now and it's decent, except that it's at 8 a.m. I don't love that. Yeah, we trialed a bunch. We did some things. You came with me. I got a puppy. So we have a puppy floating around. We actually have a couple puppies floating around because Haley also got a puppy. I got a puppy. Haley got a puppy. Another girl that works here got a puppy. There's puppies everywhere. We actually filmed half of a puppy training course. So much like we have recorded a couple podcasts, I have 73 demo videos. I actually counted them. Like, I put them, I uploaded them all.
There are
73 demo videos. Jesus. I'm going to probably cut it down to 60. I want to cut it down to, like, 50
Look
or 60.
You,
but there's most of a puppy training course there.
Okay.
So that's fun. And, we've worked. We've done a ton of work. And the resounding issue there is that the work is getting more significant. Yeah, at one point, we did, like, legit-ass high level mod on a 4 month old. Yeah, right?
I don't know what you're talking
Sunny.
About.
We had to do like actual mod on
him. Oh my God.
Right, Sunny.
Oh my God. See,
like, actual mod on him. And wow. He was like 4 months old. So we've had a puppy that came in that was just like, wow. Whoa. Wow.
Needed a little help.
He needed a little help. And he was very, very young to need the type of help he did. But he's doing good. Now. Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah.
That is the benefit of early prevention. But yeah, it's getting more significant. I don't know if the dogs are getting worse or our reputation has gotten that significant. Like people legitimately go, oh, well, I didn't refer like my friend to you because like they just have a puppy. And I'm like, no, really? please bring me your puppy.
That's okay.
You know what you don't need to bring me? Your dog that has bit 12 people. Like, that's like the only thing we're getting right now. And it's like, we've just only done extreme. Mod for a long time, but we're hitting, yeah, we're well, hitting it's some
just
extremes.
Like, it's just been a lot, but it's been a lot. It's okay.
Is it? Yep. Is it?
Yep. It's okay.
She can say it's okay because you went camping the other week. So now you're back camping. To, you're good. You are spiritually refilled. Your cup is full again. You camped by a swamp for 36 hours.
I was going to say, like, no. But it was nice.
Right.
Right.
Okay. I think that counts as a recap.
Yeah.
That's the best recap we can do without making this wildly depressing, folks.
Well, and also the best recap we can do based solely on our memory. I bet you if we actually, like, sat down and went through, like, the Google Calendar and, like,
looked at everything. Oh, shit has happened, but I can't remember any of it.
I can't remember a thing.
Yeah.
So this is actually not bad.
No.
A recap. I'm a fan.
Yeah. I think this was pretty good.
Pretty good.
Go
us. What was your favorite part of the first 6 months of 2023, Steph?
No, I don't have one.
Come on.
What part? Well, getting felony.
Thank you.
Oh, right. Sorry. That's what you're aiming for.
Jesus.
No, getting felony. So I got a new puppy. Her name is Felony. She's lovely.
She sucks.
She's spicy.
She's the devil.
Yes, she's actually the devil, but that's what we got her for. Yeah. What was your favorite part of the first 6 months?
Couldn't tell you.
It wasn't camping by the swamp or getting felony? Come on now.
Probably. We'll call it getting felony for right now because, like, again, the memory's just...
Yeah.
Not what it used to be.
No. No, it's really not. God, what did happen in the last 6 months? This
I don't
is
know.
Rough.
But we're okay.
Right.
I know, like, we're just...
It sounds concerning.
No, but, like,
but it's okay.
I wouldn't say this is the worst place we've ever been.
Yeah, sadly, no. We've
so
been so much worse than this.
We'll
we've actually waited until we've gotten a little bit better to do this. Well, we waited until I've certainly gotten the.
Oh yeah, like that's the thing is like I know it's not that bad because like we've been in worse.
Yeah,
we've been in stickier situations.
Literally.
So
yeah.
Yeah. So
it's been an interesting.
I don't know.
Time.
We'll see what the rest of 2023 holds. My hope is maybe we're a little bit more consistent.
I would love
recording.
Some consistency. I would love
in
less
general,
surprises.
But just definitely, like, I would love if we were consistent with the recording part.
I'd love if we were consistent with recording. I'd love if we consistently got the same level of issues, and that level of issues was less.
Okay, now you're shooting
crazy
stars, and we need to keep these goals realistic.
Right. Right. Okay. I hope we are, yes, consistent with recording.
There you go.
That would be ideal.
Wow.
Wow.
What a good goal,
I hope
Steph.
I'm also consistent with putting out TikToks.
Wow. What a good goal, Steph.
Yeah. I hope that I finish the impulse control course. Because I also have half an impulse control course filmed.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
See, this is the thing, is like we try and do these things that we need to do.
Enthusiasm sometimes.
Yeah, and then typically, about 48 hours after we try and do the thing, something explodes.
It just kind of goes wrong.
It's all, yeah, it just goes sideways. Very, very quickly.
But that's what keeps life exciting.
Yeah.
You know? Who wants monotony? Who wants boring?
Me.
Nobody
I would
watch.
Love that. I would if there was less teeth and more boring, I would
Nobody
be psyched.
Nobody would watch
bro.
The TV show if nothing happened ever. So like if you think about it, we're a very entertaining TV show.
Seinfeld was a TV show about nothing. Yeah. And it did very well.
No.
Yeah, it did. You're just a child.
I watched Seinfeld.
You would watch Seinfeld. Yeah, 100%.
I was going to say, I was going to say 100%. You calm watched down all there. Of Seinfeld. And you know what? It's not my favorite. Because it's boring. Because it's not nothing my goes favorite. On and it's not hilarious.
Okay, several people that are older than you are going to get very upset. That's okay. It's okay.
I'm allowed to have different opinions than those that are older than me.
That is very true.
I think it's healthy.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So we're an exciting TV show. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
And we were just on our winter finale, winter break.
Yeah. Yeah.
This and is now we're season two. We're fresh. We're ready to go. We got some new characters. We got some cameos. We got some.
Do we?
Maybe.
Okay, we're gonna have to bring someone in to interview this year, I think.
Yeah,
we're gonna. We should do interviews this year. I really don't want to. Nope. I've never wanted to do a ton, but I would do a couple.
Okay, I think we could do a couple. But I think we should be able to release another season with like just episodes of us before we try and schedule another human being. Those can be like a
specialty thing.
Right.
Yeah, right. We'll do that.
And because scheduling another human being, that also means like we have to show up and you and I don't love that.
Oh, yeah, right. No. That's never possible.
Right.
Right. Okay, well, look, this was a nice recap. For anyone that has been wondering where we are and that, like, genuinely either knows us or wants to know about our lives, I think this was lovely. For the people that listen to this because they want, like, education on dogs, this has had zero value. So should we educate someone on dogs or have some form of educational content? Or should we just, like, call it and be like, cool, this is just a wash on educational content?
Like, cut this episode or just, like, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, we can keep recapping.
Oh, and just, I think...
Just spinning yarns about the last 6 months, but we could also make this educational, partly.
I think we should make this educational. Let's spin this.
What do we want to make this educational on? Let's do
our little pre-ramble. This was that. And then look at that nice recap.
Yeah.
Wow. And then we'll jump right into the super nitty-gritty educational topics that Make It Weirder known for.
Oh, yeah. That's us. Nitty-gritty.
Oh, yeah.
I also, by the way, not only can I not remember the few things that we recorded at the beginning of the year, I cannot remember a single episode that we've ever produced. Sometimes people are my clients and they come in and they say, oh, I listened to that podcast and it was on this. And then I go, oh, I did a podcast on that. That's cool. Other than that.
What did you learn?
Yeah, I'm like, cool. I hope I was educational. What on that list are we doing?
We're doing generalization.
Oh, right. Yeah, you did mention that.
I did.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's okay. The other day, I asked where my puppy was, and she was holding my puppy on a leash in front of me. She was pottying my puppy.
Do you know where she is? Mm-hmm. At the end of the leash, yelling at you, because she's actually quiet.
Right in front of you, yelling at you. I was like, I am very tired.
Yeah. So that's why, like, we couldn't do it that day. Couldn't podcast that day, because that was, we were too far gone.
I also need to be awake enough to be smarter than that, so that's fun.
Yeah, well, just a tap.
Yeah, or caffeinated.
Right.
Awake or caffeinated. Preferably both, but that's not happening. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Generalization. Lovely. I do love that we've never touched on that, and we have called this podcast Make It Weird.
Right.
Which I think we've worked into, like, impulse control and other things.
Yeah. You touch on it, but...
Yeah. But we've never, like...
We've never actually talked about it specifically, I don't think.
Yeah, it's probably in there somewhere. Haley will know.
Well.
She knows all the stuff. Well,
here's the thing. We can always talk about it again.
That is true. We could always generalize it further.
Right. We could say it same, but different.
Yes.
Different. Yes. But better.
Yeah, that is
the new motto. So that will be this. So if we've talked about it, it'll be different, but better. And if we haven't, brand new information we're sharing with the market.
Wow.
With the audience.
Generalization. So... The thing about generalization is a lot of people don't seem to understand it in the phrase of dogs. Because in the world of dogs, it means something slightly different than when we're talking about people. So generalization, when you're dealing with dogs, if you teach a dog to sit, you teach your dog to sit, you're in your living room, you teach your dog to sit. Yeah, love so that. Obedient. That's great.
Wow, teach them to sit.
Wonderful. And then you go to a store and you're like, sit, and they don't sit, right? And sometimes that is, oh my God, they've never done this in a new place. Sometimes there's people around, it's a distraction, there's competing motivators, all that stuff. A lot of times though, the really, really basic issue at play is actually that the behavior isn't generalized. because dogs pattern very, very, very well. They're patterning off the charts. Phenomenal. Wow. So good. They are not great generalizers. So you also get into a pattern as an owner, a handler, and you, you know, hold your hand a certain way when you ask for sit, so you get a sit. And then you tend to grab your treats and then grab your leash and then go for a walk. So they're like, oh, we're ready for the walk. Or, oh, you grab your treats and you grab your leash and the dog just sits, right? Because it's a pattern. It's a pattern and the dog's responding to the pattern. That doesn't mean the dog knows sit. It means that when you grab your treats and your leash, the dog is like, I know what comes next in this chain. Generalization is when we teach sit, but then we go, cool, can you also sit like on carpet instead of hardwood? Can you sit in the tub? Can you sit under the table? Can you sit on a chair? Can you sit outside, inside, on a porch? So before you ever get into the problem of, well, my dog knows all these things at home, but then my dog doesn't do them at the park. My dog doesn't do them at the...
That's like my least favorite thing when owners are like, they know this, but like, but do we're they? Asking for it in the car, in a new facility, yes. In a new environment. And it's like, do they?
Yeah. So first off, they may not know the thing. Even if they know the thing, though, has the thing been generalized is the first question. Because first, a lot of times when people say, hey, my dog knows this thing, the dog, first off, spoiler alert, does not know the thing.
What is no?
So first we have to make sure that the dog actually knows the thing. But the second part is, hey, does the dog know that the thing can be done in multiple places, right? That is generalization right there. Does the dog know that the thing can be done on carpet, on the porch, in the tub? Like, we may just not know that we can even do the sit on an elevated surface.
Whoa. Mind-blowing.
Yeah, so before we start going into... A lot of people just want to go to a pet store or, like, HomeSense and start doing obedience. Such a quick jump. Yeah, I'm we like, okay.
Super good in the house, so let's go to a store. Let's not and say we did.
And people want to shop that as generalization too. They're like, well, that's how you would generalize it. And I'm like, no. Okay, whoa. There are 43 steps there's we can so take much going before on. Then. There's so many things. Because, I mean, let's say you teach it in your living room. The let's count the differences between doing a sit in your living room and doing a sit in HomeSense. Name okay. five.
Okay. Living room has carpet.
Carpet, not commercial tile.
There's lots of, like, let's say there's music playing over the speakers in a store. Yeah. Versus probably not at home.
Yep.
There's way more people.
Yep.
Strangers. Not just people, so strangers. There's different smells.
Mm-hmm.
There's...
You may be on a leash. That's one of the obvious ones, because a lot of people won't... I don't know why, but no one trains their dog in their house on a leash.
That's crazy. You're crazy, girl.
I just
don't leash your dog. If
you're training your dog, you're doing a training session in your house. Okay, let's just take a little tangent here. Why would you? Yeah, what this is. I have gone on this rant at least four times.
Well, like, here's my if the main issue when you go to do something is your dog runs away or like plays catch me if you can, like while you're training, especially even living with them is different. We'll go. You could push them for that too.
Sure,
but like for specifically training, let's say you're trying to like do little crate drills. You know, you wind up puppy going in and out of its crate.
Yeah,
but it just keeps fucking off.
Yeah,
like just and just it's not because they're scared, and it's not because it's just because they keep fucking off. They keep running around doing zoomies around the couch.
They're just 7 months old and crazy pants.
Like, crazy pants. They did invent this nice fancy thing called a leash.
It's just, that and it's tethers such an easy fix too.
The dog to you. You may or may not already have one if you have a dog.
Yeah,
but it is an inside thing too, because if you clip it, then when you say crate and the dog goes, this is a funny game, and goes to fuck off again, they're attached to you. Whoops.
Yeah, you don't even have to do anything. You just have to actually hold the leash.
Just the leash.
You could step on the leash. You could hold the leash. You don't even... And we're not talking, like, leash correct and pull your dog. No, I'm literally just, like, hold your leash. Like,
it's just so
just
they
put it around your wrist.
Do whatever they want.
Yeah, like, it's
when
not...
When you're training, especially, because, you know, because you're wanting to participate. And most of the time, they want to participate, too. But especially when you're thinking of those younger teenage puppy
and
dogs.
A lot of people want to do, like, the world's longest training session.
Oh, my gosh.
They do, like, one training session a week. The dog never trains. No. The dog trains, like, once a week. Mm-hmm. It's finally, like, the weekend. And you're like, wow, you've really not gone in the crate for me nicely. I'm going to do the training session. You're going to do 45 minutes. And people are like, oh, my dog did so good for the first bit. And then, yes, it completely ran away. It just, I'm like, right.
two things.
You try to do a marathon training session with a dog that just that's loose in your house. One, it keeps your dog from learning that it can run away.
Yes.
Right? Because that's a super fun game. Because catch me if you can. This is the thing, is it's like, honestly, if you do a 45-minute training session, I don't blame your dog if it runs away after 10 minutes. A good training session is 5 to 7 minutes, bro. Like, keep by 10 short, minutes, keep it sweet. Yeah, your dog should run away. Unclip your leash at 10 minutes. There you go.
Sure.
However, the other thing is, like, people really only want to use their leash to go for a walk. So every single time that you clip your leash to your dog, it becomes massively externally focused because you're going out the door. You've created all of this excitement about the leash. And I'm like, okay, but do you use the leash in any other capacity other than bursting out the prison door and going on a gigantic adventure? And people are like,
no.
Well, no. And I'm like, right.
Well, like, yeah, so, that number one, not number one thing, but you hear it a lot where people are like, well, as soon as I go to, like, reach for the leash on the hook or whatever, my dog absolutely loses it.
Yes.
And, like, is bonkers. And then when I take them for the walk, they're still bonkers because they were bonkers even in the house.
Yeah.
Well, we can just leash them up a little bit before then
and let
them have them around the house.
Yeah. It's like, okay. Just, train on a leash.
So
leashes. Get your leash for no reason. Leashes.
Get a leash.
Wow, do we love
this
leashes.
This podcast was sponsored by leashes.
Yes. Today's messages are sponsored
presented by leashes.
And hold your leash.
Oh, yeah, don't forget
we could
that
actually
one.
Do a whole podcast on just
should we just hold switch your right leash? Now?
What?
Would that piss everyone off if we just switch right now?
No, because I think... No! Yeah. No, hold your leash. I could do 40 minutes on just... I could just hold your leash.
Have a leash.
Have a spare leash.
Oh, have a car leash.
Yes. Because this is the other thing is like leashes break, clips break.
Oh.
Right? Like have a leash, have a spare leash. Have a long leash.
Oh, I love long lines.
Ooh, long lines.
I love long lines.
You love long lines. You really, really, really
do. Because I think
they're very
underrated because everybody wants to let their dog off leash. And you know what you could do? You could do that, but kind of not. You could still have them on a leash.
Yes. Everyone's like, but I just want them to run. I'm like, they make 50-foot long lines.
And the kicker is like, you don't even have to like have it again in your hand where they run to the end of the 30-foot and you go, boom. You can let it actually drop. You can drop it.
Well, okay. Just be aware that if you drop it and let it just run along the line. Sienna has learned this recently. Biothane burns.
Okay, guys.
Long lines. Kay. Be safe.
Now that this podcast is now about leashes, we're going to talk a little bit about leash safety. So first off, I like biothane leashes, but if you got a biothane long line, which some of you may have, please, please make sure that when you're doing that long line running around fancy, you got to have fancy footwork.
Yeah.
Pay attention to where that line is. Never let it get out of your eyesight and make sure that if your dog is doing zigzags across the field in front of you, you are away from that with your feet. Because let me tell you, I'm pretty sure, like, my
that's
skin is
scar.
Still growing back.
Yeah.
It ripped and burned and, like, it burnt. All the skin, gone.
It didn't look good. And then 2 days later, it didn't look good.
I had a gnarly infection for, like, a week or 2 weeks there first. It was hot. It was gross. It was gnarly. I had to get a lot of big bandages from my mother. My mother's a nurse.
Yes. Yes, you were. That was special.
Is that what I should post on our social media?
It's just a picture of your leg from the depth of it. 100%.
Just like, you know, like you could do like, oh, podcast, no spoiler, like no context spoilers. Just
wicked
rug burn.
Here's, yeah.
Wicked that, line burn.
Because that one of those pictures was gnarly, bro.
It is. So be careful. But anyway, get a long line, get a short line, get a spare leash, have a leash, hold your leash.
Hey, potty your dog on a leash.
You know what's funny?
The best thing to do when your dog is brand new?
Potty
them on a leash.
Because you know what? We've talked about this before.
Yes, I know we have.
This is a hot tip.
But
again, this is... We're going to say it different, but better.
Yes.
When you should just have a dog.
Yes.
And you should let them pee. Let them out. We love that.
Yes.
Please let your dog go.
Yes.
But every now and then, even if you don't want to do it every time, every now and then, please let your dog potty on a leash.
Yes.
Let them know that if you stand there like a tree, and again, don't move. If the goal is to potty your dog, you're going to march into your backyard with your leash in your hand, your dog on the leash. You're going to pick a spot. You're going to freeze, play a game of statues, and the dog is going to sniff and have that 6-foot radius. And then eventually it's going to go, wow, I have to pee or I have to poop or I have to both. And then it's going to do it. And you're going to be like, yes. And then you're going to go back inside. And they're going to know that, wow, handy dandy skill that is to pee and poop on a leash.
Yeah. That, honestly, That is one of those things that people do not realize is super important until their dog is three and they've gone camping for the weekend and the dog will not pee or poop once. And I'm like, this is something. And it's not even with puppies. Like, everyone's like, oh, but I got my dog as in like a 2-year-old from rescue. Great. Then start for the first 2 weeks that you own any dog, potty them on a leash. Yes. Like, potty them on a leash. It's one of the best things you can do. It sounds completely innocuous. If you want a time frame, we highly recommend, Sienna highly recommends, All Too Well, Taylor's version.
Yes.
Because you don't want to be standing out there for 25 minutes, but you also want to give them a fair chance. So Sienna has found the perfect time frame.
It passes time nicely. You'll have a good frame of reference because then you'll be like, oh, did it hit, did they do it by the bridge? Did they do it by the second course?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
If you are also, extra hot tip, if you're somewhere with good internet or like you're literally in your backyard, go ahead and watch the short film on YouTube. Then you can really like know it super well. And so that when you're out of Wi-Fi or data, you can still hear the song and picture the movie in your head. Just saying. Yeah.
But we do now measure potty times in All Too Well's
10-minute version, Taylor's version from the vault.
Wow. Okay, right. I always forget the several other pieces.
Because if you say All Too Well, they might think just the 5-minute version. Yeah. And God forbid if they think All Too Well, the version that is not Taylor's version.
Right.
Fuck.
Right.
We got to specify here.
We will clarify here. The specific thing.
This little side rant is presented by the people who almost had a mental breakdown because the dog that came here about a month ago would not go on leash. And literally, we've had a couple of times.
I want you to keep in mind when we say this that we have had many dogs will not go on leash. Like many dogs will not potty on leash. But we do not have indoor outdoor runs. We hand potty every dog in our care every time.
So we have done this.
This is not new. We are not new to this. We are familiar with dogs that are difficult to potty on leash. When I tell you this dog broke her.
This dog was a doozy. This dog, I could take a lot. I could do a lot. This dog was a doozy. Yeah. Would not go icy.
But here's the thing is like normally we can get them to pee on a leash. We can get them to pee on a leash. It's okay. But sometimes it takes them a day or two to learn to poop on a leash. Oh my God. This dog would poop on a leash. Wonderful. Intact male. Under a year old.
The only thing teenage boys are good for are peeing on things.
Yeah.
This dog would not.
Yeah.
And we tried. And before people are like, oh, I bet you they don't mean like they didn't try hard enough. They didn't do it for long enough. They didn't go places. They didn't do things. I know how to do this. I know how to do this part of my job very well. I've been learning and I get better and we learn new skills every year. This is the same skill I've been doing for 3.5 fucking years. I know how to do this.
When I tell you I had to kick her off the property at 11:30 at night because she was waiting out with this dog for 2.5 hours. Because I was like, okay, I'm sorry. You got to pee. Just to pee. Wow. Wow. This dog. Wow. Did we not want to pee?
This was my villain origin story.
Yes.
My villain origin story.
Yeah.
It was like, wow. So long story short.
Pee on a leash.
Pee your leash dog on a leash.
Train on a leash. Pee on a leash.
Oh my gosh.
Place on a leash. Travel on a leash. Put your dog on a leash and put them on a seatbelt. Like, have other people hold the leash.
Oh my gosh, yes.
That's crazy. I'm always like, have other people handle the dog? And they're like, my mother pets the dog all the time. And I'm like, whoa.
I'm just going to put a little warning there with her tip of have other people hold the leash. If your dog has any sort of behavioral issues or a human bite or any sort of issues whatsoever, please do not just hand your leash to a different person. I'm just going to clarify.
Yeah.
I know that most people that are listening to a dog podcast might not be down that road anyway. But, you know, for the sake of clarity, let's just make sure we know if your dog doesn't like people, please don't hand your dog to the leash.
No, don't do that.
Even if there's a leash attached.
No.
Let's not have that happen.
No. No.
Thank you for hearing my secret secret note there.
Yeah. Yeah. Content warning. There we go. That would never be something I would ever recommend to like 90% of our clients.
Right.
But in my mind, anybody that listens to the podcast just has like the world's happiest dog next to them. And I understand that that's not accurate. Like, but I just always picture in my head that people are willing. People that are willing to listen to a dog podcast are people that are like, oh, my dog is lovely.
There's two good dogs in the world. That's it.
What two?
I couldn't tell you for sure. But I'm just like, I know like the number is so low that even like when we think of good dogs.
No, this is the bias. This is the last 6 months coming out. There's got to be more than two.
No, it's not.
There's got to be more than two.
No, because I could walk in the dog park and I don't want to take anybody's leash.
Oh, God, no.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. It's just like, yes, I'm not saying to our standards bad or naughty, but I'm just saying like there are some dogs and some people. Because the other thing is, I don't trust people.
Oh, yeah, no.
So here's the thing.
Even if I trust my dogs implicitly. I trust zero people.
Even if I had a super nice dog like Jack, who's just an angel, I don't know if I could trust just anyone to hold the leash and not drop it. Or you know.
Yeah.
So that's 100%. Why, like, I don't know. If you have a trusted, nice person in your life that you trust and they are smart.
Congratulations. Wow. Love that for you. Love that for you. Second off, don't give your leash to random people.
And don't give your leash to anyone if your dog doesn't like people.
No. But there is something to be said for a 6-foot leash. There's something to be said for a traffic leash. So traffic lines or tab lines are 1 or 2 foot lines that are just on the collar. We love those. Yeah. We all love a good traffic line.
Yeah.
Nice 4 to 6 foot flat leash. Gotta love that. Mm-hmm. Slip leads. Wonderful emergency car leashes. Wonderful leashes.
What's your favorite leash material?
Oh, flat nylon. Cheap flat nylon. You know me. I'm very, very, very picky. I do know this.
This is something, though, I feel like people would ask, because I feel like people would always be like, what's your favorite leash to use?
Right. So like, I know a lot of people really like leather leashes. I know Dixon really likes leather leashes. And there's a lot of people that like a worn leather leash. Like, they have one that's really worn in. I know a lot of people like Biothane. Mm-hmm. I really like one ply, because there's some of the nylon leashes are doubled thick. Over nylon. They're quite thick. I really like 3/4 inch thin nylon leashes, like cheap nylon. Because the other thing is, you also, I have dollar store leashes.
Yeah, I know.
Which is funny, because he makes like awesome dog stuff, and use nothing. I use nothing but like dollar store gear. Because the other thing is, I forget all of my stuff everywhere. I would forget my head if it wasn't attached. You find my wallet everywhere. Yeah. I've left my wallet on fence posts, just like on this property, God knows where. So I leave stuff everywhere. So I don't want a nice fancy thing, because I am not going to remember where it is. So I really, really like thin 3/4 inch leashes. And I don't like scissor clips. I don't like cobra clips. I just want a standard, normal clippy clip. Cheap. Clippy clip. And then if my leash breaks or somebody chews it or whatever, I can then take that little clippy clip and use it as a bucket clip.
Wow.
Because we do love to multitask.
I was going
to
say, that's really like supporting a good life cycle.
Yes.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Yes. Love that. What's your favorite leash? Because you have your Biothane one with the traffic handle.
But here's the thing. Those ones are only good for good dogs, because otherwise and it's only good in, like, here's the thing. I'm less of like...
Biothane's so nice because you can clean it, but
I was going to say, I have my two leashes that I like to use a lot, and the one is the Biothane one that I as long as it has a traffic handle, I much prefer a traffic handle over no traffic handle, if it's Biothane, because I do love Biothane, but Biothane can get slippery and stuff, so I like having...
You like a traffic handle.
Traffic handle on that. And then my other favorite leash...
I also, if I have to use Biothane.
My other favorite leash, no clue what material is, but it's that Rogues one with all the clippy clips.
Yeah, that is a 1/2 inch double knot. Like, it's two layers of nylon, but it's a 1/2 inch. It's quite thin.
My favorite part of it, though, is all the clippy clips, in the sense of, like, the way it works.
It's an adjustable size one.
Yes, I can either make it a waist leash really easy, clippy clip. I can make it, I love it, because especially with Felony in the house and stuff, I can make anything a tie back super quickly.
Yeah.
Like, any banister, anything, because I could just wrap it around, clip, done.
Yes.
No tying, no knotting, no nothing. Yes. So... I really like that one, and it's purple, and I like my other one because it's pink. I'm more of just like a, what are the features on it? You know, a tab leash, a clippy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really, beyond that, I'm not too.
You're not too picky beyond
I hate that.
That
one, the tire one. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
I don't know what material
the grippy
that is,
Biothane
get it away.
One.
Get it away.
The grippy Biothane
grippy.
One.
No.
I think that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I will use that one. I don't like thicker nylon. I don't mind that one that you have that's super adjustable, because at least it's...
I like how it's really good in the winter.
Yeah, I don't like 1/2 inch leashes as much as, like, I like a wider leash, a 3/4 inch or a 1 inch leash.
I like a thinner one.
Yes, yeah, you have 1/2 inch Biothane, you have 1/2 inch nylon, you have 1/2 inch everything. I will say, I do have a 1/2 inch tab leash. That is like it's a rubber coated nylon.
Yeah,
it's like my tracking line.
Yeah.
I do love my tracking line because it's rubber coated nylon. Well, I have
feels
to have
weird.
Grip on
I know.
Mine.
No, I know.
So when I track my dog, it's an experience. So yes, that I need grip on that line with that dog. All my other ones are fine, but I do like my, that's the only half inch that's one true. I really like. But yeah, I will also say I do think flexies were made by the devil, but I am okay with flexies to like potty dogs. I'm okay with flexies for like, hey, it's kind of I'm like not an okay off leash kind of deal. Well, I'm but
this
I'm
is
also
where
okay
our opinions differ. I think they're bullshit. Get away from me.
I think it's a great emergency leash. I do. I think it's a fine emergency leash as long as there is no one or no thing around you. Because oh. they, if you think a biothane burn,
need a tether.
Yeah,
a flexi.
If you think a biothane burn is bad, a flexi, oh my God, that's
right.
so
that's
dangerous.
What I'm saying. The risk of injury, too high. The fact that they exist sucks. And like, yeah. they, no.
Mm-mm. You've also just been attacked by too many people
yes,
with dogs on flexi.
Because it's just like, oh, you think your dog is on a leash because it's on a flexi, which is great, except you can't do the whole... like the reel it in thing quick enough because you don't know.
Yeah, you've been attacked by two.
So yeah, I'm anti-flexi all the way. I can't support it. Will never. The only thing they're good for is, I don't know, they're pretty thick. So if you had to throw an object at like an intruder.
Okay. I will keep that in mind.
Just saying.
Yeah. I will. I have one in my like dog bag for competitions yeah. so that if Mac, because Mac likes to poop in long grass.
Yeah.
So if I don't want to, if it's raining and I don't want to reel out my nylon long line,
yeah,
because I haven't brought a biothane one, yeah. then I will use the flexi so that he can go in the ditch.
I distantly see the point. I just think they're stupid.
Oh, I am 100% of the opinion they're stupid. I'm also just like, sometimes I can use stupid things.
No.
Oh, okay. Sure. But yeah, leashing. We like to use leashes to train. Like, even if you're just doing a training session in your house, use a leash. Use a leash for a tie back. Put a leash on your dog and, like, cut the handle off and just have, like, a drag leash.
Here's
use a long leash.
If you're having any sort of problem in the house, we'll start within the house, but any sort of problem in the house, anything, see if you add a leash to that situation.
And
what
does it improve?
Does it improve?
Like, the worst that's going to happen is that it doesn't improve.
Right.
Right? So, like, maybe C.
But if it helps, because it might.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're a fan.
We are.
This is called troubleshooting.
Yeah. Yeah. The amount of things that we say, okay, could you put your dog on a leash for? And people are like, oh, yeah, I guess that would stop that.
And then they come back next week.
Yeah. And they're like, well, you know,
it worked.
That helped.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, leashes.
Yeah. Leashes, first off, amazing training tool. Second off, if your dog is wildly overexcited, use it more, not use it less.
Right.
Like, use it for boring things. Take your dog out to pee, and then it's not going to be as exciting. Your dog is going to be like, wow, 50% of the time you put this leash on, I walk out the door and I pee. 50% of the time I put this leash on, and then I go for a walk. Also, we've just looked out the window, and it looks like an apocalypse has hit. That's fun.
I was
going to
say, what is happening?
What is happening? I think this is a wild storm that has just, like, rolled in. Because I'm watching the sky behind you out of this big window, and I'm like, it went from a very nice thing to an apocalypse.
Wind's blowing east.
Yeah.
Leashes.
So, generalization, that's a thing we'll cover at some point.
Maybe.
And you should care about it. Maybe. Leashes, though, you should care about.
Yes.
Yeah, so many leashes. Okay, this is like that question the other week, where I was like, hey, do you have a puppy pen? And people are like, I have one. And it was like a dog person. First off, I am a dog person. You are a dog person. We have so many puppy pens. Like, okay. But have you also ever asked people, they're like, oh, a leash. And they're like, yeah, I have one.
Yes.
Are you as confused by that as
I
am?
The people that always have just one are also, they're the weirdest leashes on the planet. Do you find that too?
Oh,
like, they're
those
the super
thick 2-inch
yes.
thick rope leashes?
Yes.
Jesus.
Like, with the weird handles and a weird
poop
bag holder. And, like, you're saying that's the only leash you have?
So, like, my favorite leash in the world is very, very thin nylon.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with biothane. I'm okay with leather. You know what I hate?
Rope leash.
Big, thick rope leashes. I'll take, we have a half inch slip leads. We have 3/4 inch and half inch slip leads that are made of a very, very smooth rope. But there are like the really thick
like
rope
paracord
leashes.
Like paracord almost braided.
Yeah, they've
bullshit.
Like braided it to be an inch
but
thick. Like you
so,
could moor
like
a yacht
rope.
With this
it's like,
thing.
Yeah, it's sailing rope yeah. leash. And it's just so funny
just
because
like,
it's like, yeah, those are always the people that literally only have one leash.
Yes.
Or like.
And it weighs 6 pounds. So you like clip a Yorkie to it. And I'm like, the leash weighs the same as the dog. Girl.
I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but have you ever done it where like. They tried doing place with their thick ass leash or whatever, or they just have one leash and then their dog chews through it. So literally part of the issue is like they only have one leash.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I've had people come back and be like, well, I went to do this, but my dog chewed the leash, and then it took me 4 days to get a new leash. And I'm like,
where's your backup leash? Where's your car leash?
You have a rope. Like, I don't, okay. Yeah, I don't, if you own a dog, also please own at least 3 leashes.
Like, at least.
Like, 3 is the bare minimum, folks.
Throw one in your car.
Because you need, like, your car leash, mm-hmm. or you're just out of, your backpack leash, if mm-hmm. you don't always have a car, and the leash that you use every day, and, like, a long line. That's 3 leashes right there. And I'm going to tell you, I'm pretty sure I have 5 to 7 leashes just in my dog bag.
I'm pretty sure.
No, I have a stupid number of dogs, but still.
I don't even know how many leashes I got, but I got a lot at home.
Yeah.
Considering I have one dog.
You know who we should ask? Your sister. Your sister has one dog. She's a good asker, though, because, like, she has one dog, but she's kind of around leashes. She better have more than one leash. If she doesn't, I'll give her some leashes. Like, is she short?
She's, I bet you she's, because she's got that blue biothene one she bought from Dixon.
Okay.
How many leashes do you have?
We should put this podcast out with a question of how, like, just put in the comments the number of leashes you own.
Yeah.
With no context, so that you actually...
And, like, to be clear, it doesn't have to be, like, you know, like they don't all have to be easy access at your front door. They can be in random spots.
They just have to be, like, the one buried in the bottom of your drawer that you, like, oh, I hate that leash, but I'm going to keep it as a spare. I just won't throw it out.
Jenny has 3.
Okay. That is the bare minimum. I'll take
it. Good answer.
Yeah. But, like, everybody has a leash that they're like, oh, I bought a new leash, but I don't want to throw this old one out. You throw it in the bottom of their drawer. That counts.
Yes.
You have a leash in case this one breaks or whatever.
Have so many leashes.
Have so many.
Just be ready.
Yeah, be ready for anything, folks. You know how many leashes you wear. You wear so many leashes at dog trials.
I was going to say, I actually, like, very rarely do I leave the house without a leash on my person.
Yeah. Like, and the funny thing, though, is the reason she does this, though, is because she has caught an absurd number of loose dogs.
It's not like it's just now a fashionable exercise. Accessory. Like, every single dog show I've gone to, I always have a leash just wrapped around my, like, shoulder. And I have used it at basically every single dog show I've ever been.
Yeah.
To catch a loose dog.
Yes.
Because nobody else has a leash. And
nobody has a spare leash.
And catch me standing here just collar grabbing dogs. No, thank you.
No.
I want a leash for these motherfuckers.
Yeah. You literally stand there and you're like, I have this
one. I'm actually like a big, I think it.
Oopsies.
I think I could become a loose dog catcher.
Yeah.
Professionally.
Yeah. 100%.
I'd be good at that.
Yeah. You're on it. I think you've just taken that mantle up no matter where you go, to be honest.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's unofficial, but it's a nice title. I'm just, we'll give good you at the it. Title.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, so moral of this story, leashes are good. You should own several and you should use them for lots of things.
Yes.
And that's a podcast.
And that's a podcast.
And that's going to be our Welcome. Return to 2023.
I was going to say, that's so much fun. Like, this is, let's just get this out there.
Yeah.
Released.
That's fun. Yeah, well,
because here's the thing. I think we cannot wait for them to be banked up. I think we just got to release this one hot off the presses.
Yeah.
And then that'll kind of, that'll, like, be at the least motivation. We've opened the floodgates. Like, we've put out one episode of the new season.
Okay.
Like, I think we got it. Because I think if we keep trying this bank it up situation down the road, maybe we can reapproach that. We could retry that. But no. I think we just got to go, okay, tomorrow or Tuesday when Haley's here, here you go, Haley.
Yeah.
Edit this by tonight Boom. At 11 o'clock.
Okay, give her that's a deadline. A bit much.
No, let's give her a deadline.
Yeah, but like...
No, deadline.
Okay, wow. Can we give it to her like as soon as she shows up then? Because I feel like editing this is not a short amount of time, bro.
Sure. But then, okay, so then what day is this? It's Sunday.
I don't know.
So then... Sunday. No, Jenny just replied. I was just like, good answer. And she said, gotta have lots for when I lose them.
Yes! Perfect.
Good answer, Jenny. No, so then, okay, it's Sunday now. I say we release this Friday. I'm going to post on our social medias all on Thursday saying tomorrow's the day.
It's okay. Most of our socials are dead, so that's
I know,
okay.
But people keep following them. Have you noticed
really?
That?
No.
Every
week, I don't open the socials for beta.
I know, but every week people are following, like, adding really? New likes and stuff. Like, just, like, in the sense
Dude,
of, like...
Dude, I think people actually like this
yes,
podcast.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm, like...
It's so
talk,
weird.
And you know what's funny? Is I have, in the Make It Weird Instagram account on my phone, I have, like, probably 6 drafts of posts, like, ready to
oh,
go
really?
To post.
Wow.
Yes, and you. I have several things made and ready to go.
Wow.
But I was like, oh, I didn't want to do that until, like, we had, like, what's the point in doing that? I don't want
to yeah,
do this for
we don't
want
to get people to be like,
episode.
Oh, my God.
And then it's just going to happen. So you know what I'm going to do? Monday, I'm going to say, oh, something's coming.
There you go.
I'm going to pull a Taylor Swift. I'll be like, oh, I'll change all the colors, the covers on everything. And I'll be like, oh, something's coming.
I think season two here is the season that everyone learns how much of a Swiftie you are.
They know.
No, but they don't know the level. I think season two is where we find out the level to which
you are. I love that for us.
Yeah. I love that for everyone else too, because at this point, yeah.
So, yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back, Steph.
Welcome back, Sienna. Wow. We're here.
We're entering a new era.
Yeah.
And I love that for us.
Yes.
Well, I actually, like, I'm manifesting that. Tomorrow is August 1st, I think. Maybe not.
No idea.
Okay, Tuesday is August 1st.
Sweet.
And I think that is just like, we're entering a new era.
Okay. Right? I love it. I love it. Let's do it.
Like, let's actually do it, though.
Wow. Okay. I'm in. I'm so in. I'm kind of scared because you look so motivated.
I'm, like, ready. It's like, I don't want to be depressed. I'm okay to be a little depressed, but not super depressed.
Yeah. Okay, that's more of a normal... You know how yesterday... yesterday, like 2 days ago, I was like, wow, that's a lofty goal. And it was like me going on vacation back home to see my family. And
maybe we don't term
that as a lofty goal.
Yeah.
Right. You're like, I don't want to be not depressed. Like, just a little depressed. Right. That's the same vibe, just in case you were wondering.
It's a good goal.
It shouldn't be like a lofty goal. It should actually be... The goal should be like not at all, but like I want to be a little less depressed.
Okay, if I'm going to be depressed, I also want to be really excited.
Okay. The vibe is depressed but excited.
Yes!
Sweet. That's going to be the vibe of 2023.
Welcome to the new era.
Yeah, this was fun. Okay.
See you Friday, folks.
Yeah.
And then you'll hear us next Friday, too. I think these used to get released on a Friday.
I'm picking
that day. It's a Friday release date.
Okay, cool. Okay. Okay, bye.
Bye.